Welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, with me, Greta Chamberlain, and the Realm of Beings. Shifting Impressions, which is one of the vehicles that supports the transmission of the Realm of Beings, is here to assist you in delving into your being by providing numerous topics and discussions for you to intake as you deepen your connection with your inner world. Shifting Impressions is here to assist you in strengthening yourself as you excavate to understand your true nature. Join us today and learn to shift your mindset, shift your thoughts, and shift your focus to recreate your life and produce a new you. Shifting Impressions starts now.
Good morning and welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. I'm Carol and I'm here with Greta and Kathy and of course the Realms of Beings. We are happy to be here on Transformation Network every Friday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8 a.m. Pacific Time. These conversations are to help you look at your life and your creation of reality, how it shows up, and how you can shift it to create what you want to create. Welcome. If you're new, this is a podcast where Greta is given a quote by the Realm of Beings, and then we discuss it at length. And halfway through the show, the Realm comes in and imparts more wisdom to it. So this week, the quote we will be discussing is something everybody wants. Money, money, money. Practice thinking opulent prosperity so you can manifest it in your life. Greta, yeah. Would you like to start?
Show me the money, Greta. Come on.
Yeah, right?
I think we need to define.
The word is opulent. That Greta Absolutely. Has always told us opulent is the definitive adjective to use in regards to prosperity.
Well, prosperity is an adjective too. So let's put them both together.
one of my mentors, how she always started to introduce prosperity to the group I was with, she said, if you see a tree and it only has one leaf on it, and you see other trees around it are blooming, what will you think about the tree that only has one leaf? Mm. And, you know, that was a good analogy, you know, because it's like when she asked us, we came up with words of, well, it doesn't feel well, it's sick, something needs to be done, maybe it needs to be chopped down, you know. There are all kinds of answers for that. But I think she was equating it with what some of us have in our lives. Some of us have just one leaf. So we used to say, at least the Realm and I used to say, let's work with abundance, abundant prosperity. And then you know, we started moving around and saying, okay, let's not deal with abundant prosperity. Let's move it on over to opulent. So then it was a discussion, what is the difference? People ask me, what is the difference between having abundant prosperity and opulence? I said, if you had a three-bedroom house or a two-bedroom house, or if you had a house, period, you would think that you were in abundant life. It was abundance you were delving into and existing in. So opulence, what's the difference? Opulence is the difference between living in a three-bedroom house versus living in a mansion with 15 bedrooms. That's the difference. So that's the difference from a physical perspective. But from a spiritual life, we might as well, why think small when we can think big?
Hmm.
That's what I'm looking at. Why think small? The only reason why we would think small is because we believe in lack. Absolutely, Kathy. We believe in lack. You know, there's no way that I can have more than that. You know, once I went to and this was very significant to me. I went to a lecture by Jose Silva. I don't know if everybody in our audience is familiar with Jose Silva. He's made his transition many years ago. And I read the Silva Mind Control Method. You know, his book is still there. You can still take a look at it. But one thing that I learned from him was that he talked to us and he said, people think that you have to have a high degree, PhD or MA, whatever. And then he said, and then for you to be wealthy. You know, you have to have these. There's certain elements that if you have them, you're going to create for yourself more wealth than somebody else. So what he said to us, he said, I only have, at that time anyway, I only have a high school education. However, I run the largest, I think it was an electric company or something. I might be wrong about that, but he said, my company is the largest in the state of Texas. And he said, and the PhDs work for me. Yeah. You know, so, you know, that kind of what he was trying to teach us is that it's not about falling into the old pattern of how you think things have got to be. It's believing in yourself. So practice thinking opulent is believing in, part of that is believing in yourself.
Yeah, and stretching it out even more, Carol and Greta, is, you know, like they talk about, oh, that person was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Well, we can stretch it out. That's a limiting belief to me. So what you're saying, to piggyback on what you're saying, and I can read your mind, Carol, is all of us are born with a silver spoon in our mouth. We just don't know it.
Right. And you, know, and you used the word limited. That's what I was thinking also, that we have been taught to limit. And we have to remember that we are infinite. So why can't our prosperity be infinite also?
Different kinds of prosperity too.
Exactly.
You can have all the money in the world, but die sickly. You know, so that's one of the reasons why the affirmative statement that you know, I know that has been spoken on this network before by Greta and you ladies about opulent prosperity. You know, but it is. It's just very interesting to me how we focus more on lack than what we have. Like for that, the tree metaphor, Greta, for me with the tree, with the one leaf, I would say all that tree needs might be a little fertilizer. get it going, you know, or maybe some of those other trees need to be moved out of its way a little bit, you know, because, you know, it created lack for itself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's exactly what some of us do. I know you're going to be talking about what we're going to be doing next week, I think, Kathy, if I'm mistaken. Yes. If I'm not mistaken, we're going to be dealing with prosperity again next week, but okay. One other aspect of it. But for those of you who are not, who weren't with us when we were talking about prosperity before, one of the affirmations that was given to us by the realm of beings is that I am experiencing opulent prosperity in people, places, things, energy, health, money, money substance, and events. There are eight things that they've given to us that support us in prosperity. You know, one exercise that we give people is, let's look and see how much prosperity is in your life. If you look at it according to that affirmative statement that we gave you, or that affirmation, look at, there are eight things that are listed there. That is showing you have prosperity. I was in a class once that I was teaching, and I guess I was teaching prosperity, and I purposely dropped a pencil. While I was talking, I dropped it. One of the ladies in the front leaned over, got up out of her seat, in fact, picked up the pencil, and gave me the pencil. So I told her, I said, thank you so much. And I told everybody, I said, you just witnessed prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because she was a person, and that's part of the affirmation. And she got up out of her seat, which takes energy. She bent over, picked up the pencil, which takes energy, picked the pencil up, which takes energy, and gave it to me, which took energy. So she was sharing her energy with me. So now we got two parts of it right now. You know, she's a person, and she shared her energy. That's prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's prosperity unto itself. So we, some of us, think, okay, I have a hard time being prosperous, because we don't look at what are all the aspects of prosperity. Most people that I give that exercise to that say, oh, I'm not prosperous. By the time they come back, I said, okay, what? Look at all those eight things, the ideas. Look at all the eight things. Go out that day and write down who gives you prosperity, or how you create prosperity dealing with all of these things. And everybody comes back every time with something.
Yeah.
Yeah, with something. You know, I remember one person came, she said, somebody took me out to lunch. I said, well, yeah. Hey, that's money substance, because they paid for the meal. That was they shared their energy with you. They were a person. So you got three things right there dealing with prosperity. But you know, if you think only one way,
which is money,
yeah,
financial,
right, then you're going to miss the fact that you are really prosperous. You don't know.
Well, you know, Greta, I'm sorry, Carol, go ahead. Carol.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I think people limit themselves because they only think of money as prosperity. And I know that my eyes have been opened, and I realize I have a lot of prosperity.
Yes,
and
you do.
I've seen myself create it instantly in situations. Greta's heard me tell that story. Where I live, I have a long distance to get to the dumpster. And I had bad knees, and it was a struggle to bring all the garbage out. And all I thought to myself is, I need someone to help me. And lo and behold, every single time somebody, boom, just showed up and said, let me get that for you. And it happens all the time. And it's instant. And I recognize what great prosperity I just created.
You're right. But you know what? If let's look at it. I'm going to change it, not change the direction, just change the conversation and broaden it out to the way most of us and a lot of people in this country are thinking. We're hearing that there's a prosperous economy. And yet when you talk to people on an individual level, they say, oh, I'm a lot better off now financially than I was 4 or 5 years ago. But the country is not prospering. It's not prosperous. In other words, they don't see the forest for the trees.
Mm.
And they don't see how prosperous the prosperity in their lives, within the the states that they live in, the cities and the communities. And when you don't understand and see the prosperity that's there, and let's take it over there where the earth metals are, where in Africa, where they're taking all of the minerals, the metals and stuff out of the ground, everybody sees those people as being poor and impoverished, but all their prosperity is being, they're allowing it to be taken. They're not benefiting from that, to me, from that prosperity that's there, because maybe they don't think they deserve having it. If you don't think you're worthy of it, you're not going to get it. Mm-hmm.
That's a good word, Kathy. Yeah, you have to be worthy of it and know that you are worth it.
That you recognize that that's your prosperity.
Absolutely. I think both of you hit on something, and that recognition. That's why we give that exercise to people, so they can see that their lives are full of prosperity when you really look at it. You know, so it's something that reaches out to everything, and a big one is health. How healthy are we? You know, that is a sense of prosperity too. Now, right. It's a form of it, because if there's somebody, anyone out there in our audience who is dealing with a debilitating health challenge, we suggest that you change from thinking of it as debilitating. Because see, everything begins with thought. So that's how we came with the health challenge in the first place, by way of thought, and then the emotion that kicks it in. So you want to change your thought. Instead of seeing yourself sick, start looking at yourself healthy. Start claiming that prosperity for health. Seeing yourself healthy. Because the more you see yourself, the more you claim it. They call it claiming it, claiming something. So you have to claim the health. Even though you're feeling raunchy, but you got to claim it, because prosperity is also working with your unconscious mind, working with the unconscious and saying, hey, I want to start experiencing prosperity in my life. So you're going to bring people. You're going to bring health. You know? Right.
And it takes work. It's not going to happen overnight either, Greta. Because when I first met you, I was on a rollator, a walker with a chair. And I had to, through the realm and your just all of the facilitations and the lessons that I've had to learn and looking inside of my own self, I don't need it anymore. But sometimes I notice I'll create to want it. But then I go, you know what? I don't need this. And I don't, you know, take it when I travel, because I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. I learned
that. It's like a safety net.
Exactly. However, you know, I'm not even going to say my goal. I'm experiencing walking with joy and ease is one of my early affirmations that I had to create for myself through, you know, the suggestions that were provided for me. And, you know, I have learned a whole lot about what we're talking about, because to me, having health as a big, big part of prosperity for me, be healthy. Because if I'm healthy, then I can, you know, that's it for me. When I say that's it for me, I mean, that's a biggie for me.
Because definitely.
Then we can enjoy all the other parts of prosperity. But, you know, I don't mean to take up too much time, but my husband passed, I'm like, how am I going to get to my nephew's wedding? It's in Delaware, Maryland. I had people calling me up asking me, do you need me to drive you down there? And they weren't even invited to the wedding, because because there are people in my life that I created that are there for me.
They're giving you the support.
Right. Now, of the eight, I'm sure I'm missing something, but I'm working on it, or I'm not recognizing it. Is that right, Greta?
Yeah, it's possible that you have it, but it's just like somebody taking you out to lunch. You know, you're not going to think, okay, ooh, look what I created. Or look at the prosperity that I received by being taken out to lunch.
I do now. I definitely now.
Right. But sometimes we just take it for granted. We don't think anything about it. And then we'll turn around and say, I'm not prosperous. And you were just taken out to lunch.
Well, you say, oh, don't worry about taking me. No, I'll pay. I've learned. No, go ahead and pay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Don't turn down prosperity is what Greta tells me.
Take it, accept it. I learned that from Greta. Greta said, I'm not going to turn. Oh, thank you for that prosperity. I'm not turning down that prosperity. Then I go, yeah,
when we turn it down, it's usually, and I know in my case especially, it came from an early age and lack of self-esteem. I didn't feel I deserved things. Sure. So it was hard for me to, and still is sometimes, to accept prosperity from others. But when Greta says, never say no to it, I'm like, all right, I get it now. I'm not saying no. You want to pay? Thank you very much.
And how about dinner next?
Exactly.
Sometimes I'll say, you should take me out to dinner. I'll create that prosperity. They go, well, take me out to dinner. And mm-hmm. I can take it out to dinner.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, another thing that I used to do before I understood prosperity, I might have a dress. There was a dress that I really liked. I don't have it anymore, though. But people would say, oh, that dress is so pretty. You look so good in that dress. So here comes Greta, who has low self-esteem, lacking the concept of prosperity, not recognizing that that's an individual sharing their comment with me in a positive way, which is also giving me prosperity. So what do I say? Oh, you know, it's just something I pulled out of my closet. You know, I've had it for years. You know, it's just an old thing I put on for today. You know,
it's not as special as you're making me feel. So I used to do that too. I don't do that anymore. Now I say, thank you for the compliment.
Absolutely. Right?
That's it. It's done.
Absolutely. Because it shows love of ourselves, you know. And the one thing the quote says, think, you got to think it so you can manifest. Because that's how we manifest things anyways, by thought. If you're walking around telling people, oh, woe is me, and I don't know how I'm going to meet my rent next week, or I don't know what's happening here, you know, then that's where your focus is.
Right.
You end up get where you focus.
Exactly. And then I say, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, because I've learned to not go into savior mode.
Right.
You know, what are you going to do to change that? Okay. And I have reached a point in my life where I don't mind helping. And, you know, Greta said, Kathy, helping is different than going into savior mode. And she explained the difference. And I think we talked about that on the previous show, you know, I didn't ask you to help me. Or, you know, like when someone you don't think shows you appreciation when you shared your prosperity with them. Well, you know, I only eat white chicken. So I'm not going to buy these legs. Yeah, but you don't have any food. And I don't even buy chicken breasts for myself. But how about a pack of legs? And they turned down that prosperity. I said, fine. You don't want it? Go home without any chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say that's wrong, but hey.
No, I don't think that's wrong. I've mentioned quite a few times that before I've heard of creation of reality, there were aspects I had been practicing for years, not realizing what I was doing of creating my own reality. And I know I've told Greta this numerous times, but I have had financial challenges in the past, And my attitude was always, I'm not going to worry about it. It will work out. And it always does. It always works out. Even when there looks like there's going to be a challenge. I had a challenge at one point that I was very close to being homeless. And I just decided I don't want to be homeless. And it worked out. And so I stopped worrying about lack. Mm-hmm. I just keep in my mind. And now understanding that I'm the one creating it anyway, it makes it easier to accept it and to know I don't have to worry because I can create my prosperity.
Right. And, you know, I don't know how you girls feel about this, but sometimes it's almost like, is prosperity a feeling? And if it's a feeling, you know, like sometimes, I lost my train of thought. I got confused in my own brilliance just then. Oh, my gosh.
I love you, Kathy.
But it has to do with, you know, feeling guilty about even having things. Or if you have money, spending the money that you have. Like, you know, it's like, gee, I really need a new couch, but my son needs this, or this person needs that, and you don't spend the prosperity that you do have on yourself first. And when someone does that, we always look at them as like selfish. Oh God, look at that selfish person. You're always spending the money on themselves. Yeah, but they seem like they have a good time. They're sitting there with a shoe and a hole in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know once I wanted to, this was years ago, even before I started learning about creation of reality. I decided I was going to go to the department store in the mall and buy myself a new dress. And just like you said, Kathy, I'm thinking, okay, I needed this new dress for whatever reason, which I cannot remember now. But then I could say, okay, well, I got to do this over here. But that was the do this over here was for somebody else. You know, it was going to be easy for me to do something for somebody else than it was for me to do something for myself. So what happened? I got out of my car. I swear to God, this was the most interesting experience for me. The closer I walked to the department store, my legs started to hurt.
Oh, wow.
I felt so guilty about getting ready to buy a dress for myself. I told myself I am not turning around. Because see, if I had turned around, my legs would have stopped hurting. They were trying to say, okay, feel guilty about this. Feel guilty that you're buying something for yourself instead of somebody else. And I said to myself, okay, I'm going to do this. It took everything I had to get to that store. And I had to climb up some steps, you know, from the parking lot to get to the level where the store was. My legs were killing me. It was like, you know, I could have cried. They hurt so much. I could have cried. But I said, I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I don't care what you legs show me. And I walked, and when I got into the store, they were still hurting me, okay? But then, since I was in the store, and I was walking over to the plus-size dresses, you know. You know, it stopped. They stopped.
It felt good, too, didn't it?
It did. But I'm going to tell you, it felt really good when they stopped hurting. You know, that was a blessing. And I went, chose my dress, bought my dress, and came out. And I was happy. My legs were happy. They were carrying me. I was just a walking. But man, to get there, I mean, this was severe pain. It wasn't even any ordinary pain. It was severe pain. I almost cried. But I kept on, you know, I said, no, I can treat myself if I want to. I can do this for me. I spent half my life doing everything for everybody else and his mama. Mm-hmm. Let me turn around and do something for Greta.
But you know what else happens to ladies? I'll be done in 1 minute. I see that little thing from the producer. You know, I have seen people actually get upset and annoyed when someone that has, well, back in the day with food stamps, that's what they call them, food stamps. They got their food stamps. And one of the teachers that I worked with had the nerve to stand up there in front of the classroom and say, well, when I got my food stamps, like she never had them, just pretended, I bought vegetables and fruit for my family, but this person in front of me had potato chips and soda. I mean, all of these things. And it's like one kid said, you can't tell that person how to spend their food, what they want to buy with their food stamps. Kid was absolutely correct. Because if that family were exercising a little prosperity, they were spending prosperity on themselves.
Circulating prosperity.
They were circulating it. And it was something they could all enjoy as a family, a bag of chips. And if that's nice. What they wanted to buy with their prosperity, with their stamps, they shouldn't be judged, and they shouldn't be made to feel guilty about that. And if they bought a good steak instead of the mule meat like my parents used to buy for us, you know, we could nail it to the bottom of the shelf.
I never heard that expression.
Mule meat, so tough. Yeah. Oh my God, you can wear it as a shoe.
That I've heard.
You know, because my family's always scraping and saving money.
Yeah, and I think that all stems from what we're taught as children. We're taught lack as children. The expression, money doesn't grow on trees, you know, all those things. And that stays with you all these years. All right, on that note, we're at that part of the broadcast where we will weigh in with the realm. And we'll be right back in just a few moments. Please stick with us. Thank you, listeners, for sticking with us. We're Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings here on Transformation Network. We've reached the portion of the podcast where the realm will come in and speak with us directly regarding the quote they gave us. Realm, are you with us?
Yes, yes.
Wonderful. Realm, we've been talking about your quote, practice thinking opulent prosperity so you can manifest it in your life. Please take it away and impart some knowledge.
The first thing that we did not include into this quote, but it's something that we say every week. In order to practice opulent prosperity in your life and not to focus on the quote-unquote lack in your life, one of the things that is important to accomplish is to recognize the importance of loving self. Loving self must be there before you can embrace opulence. Because what is opulence? Opulence is showing you, many of you will feel joy in the opulence of finances. Many of you will feel joy in being in perfect health and being able to run a marathon. Many of you will feel happy and joyful and prosperity when you're sitting down at a dining room table at Thanksgiving or Christmas or a Passover, that you're, or the ceremonies of light, you're sitting with your family enjoying that. That is also prosperity. Enjoying your family is a form of prosperity. But in order to do all of that, the foundation is love of self. Because through love of self, can you accept the prosperity? If you don't love yourself, you know, somebody's going to offer you a candy bar and you're going to say, oh, no, thank you. You see? But if you love yourself, you say, oh, thank you so much for a Godiva chocolate.
Mm.
You see? You don't love yourself. No, I don't. No, thank you. No, thank you. Of course, you can turn it down because you don't like chocolate. And of course, you can turn it down because it's too sweet for you, for your body to handle that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about that somebody comes to give you a Godiva chocolate and you say, only because I'm afraid to take it. See, that's a fear.
Mm.
To live in lack is fear of being prosperous opulently. You have a fear of it. And you can also begin to judge yourself. Am I deserving of it? You can't manifest it if you don't feel deserving. However you want to do it, you must feel that you are deserving of it. For those of you who are into the lottery, and you say, I want to win the lottery, well, that's all good and fine. But if you don't love yourself, you won't see it. If you don't feel good about yourself, if you're commiserating in lack, and that's why you want to win the lottery, you won't see it. You have to know that this is something, I love myself. I am deserving of opulent prosperity. I am deserving of that. then you can say, okay, I want to manifest that new car. But you have to feel that you're deserving of having a new car. And underneath that, you have to love yourself enough to say, yes, I can accept a new car in my life. Notice what we have just said. I can accept a new car in my life. I can accept opulent prosperity. You see, that is a very important word. Accept it. Accepting it. I accept the accolades that you give me. I accept you to tell me that my hairstyle looks great. I accept you to tell me that, oh, I love your suit. You look so good in that. I accept you to tell me that. Because the acceptance of that, where does that acceptance come? The acceptance comes because I accept myself as loving myself. Mm-hmm. When you're dealing in lack, you're dealing in not recognizing yourself as being wonderful. You prefer to commiserate in the lack. You prefer to complain about not having enough money. I don't have enough money to even take myself to the show. Well, guess what? You have that thought. So therefore, you will be supported in that thought. You won't see yourself at the movie. You see. And then when people talk about, I'm not going to be able to pay my bill. Stop thinking bills. We've talked about this before. Don't see something as a bill you've got to pay. When you see it as a bill you've got to pay, then what's happening, you only see your money going out. Mm-hmm. So you're giving out, you're giving out, you're giving out. You don't think circulation. So to be in opulent prosperity, in order to manifest the opulent prosperity, it is important to see circulation. You're not paying a bill to the electric company. You are circulating monies to the electric company. And most electric companies circulate back, give you the electricity before you pay them.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're circulating to you, and all you're doing is not paying the bill, you're circulating back to them. So the money is going in a circulation pattern. It's not just going in one pattern, going out, out, out. It's circulating. It's circulating. See, when you get ready to pay that credit card and you're paying the minimum amount of money, don't think of it as being the minimum amount of money. Think of it as circulation. Don't put minimum to it. Stop thinking minimum. Think circulation.
Realm,
think circulation about everything.
You are so right. And you know what? I have forgotten that because I created a couple of challenges for myself. And you know what? When you think about having to pay a bill, how am I going to pay this bill? All it does is work on you. It can affect you physically, emotionally, psychologically. It makes you worry. And when you worry, you stress yourself out. And when you stress yourself out, it just reverberates and just gets bigger and bigger and bigger until finally I said, you know what? I've had enough, but I have to remember, and I want to thank you for reminding me to say, I am circulating and recirculating, well, a prosperity back to myself. But I guess my one question is, why is prosperity a feeling, or is it a feeling?
Prosperity, it can be you're feeling prosperous. You're feeling, but then what does that give when you feel prosperous? Kathy, you said something about stress. So you, when you think everything, your money is going out and you might not have enough, then you start stressing over it.
Yeah.
You see? But this way, when you keep thinking circulation, it's moving. It's constantly moving. It's not getting stuck. And you asked, is prosperity an emotion? Prosperity can be what in your language, a noun, but it's also a feeling. Feeling prosperous by having prosperity.
Playing with those adjectives and nouns. Go ahead, Realm.
You'll see. Thank you. We appreciate that. Being prosperous is having prosperity. Feeling prosperous. Maybe you don't live in that 15-bedroom house. Maybe you live in a studio apartment. But it's how do you perceive that studio apartment? We suggest that you perceive that studio apartment as opulent prosperity for you. Don't think it as, oh, I'm in a studio instead of a 2-bedroom. Don't think like that. Think what you have is opulent, because then when you think it's opulent, guess what? It's going to reverberate to other opulence. Your thoughts and your creation of reality just doesn't sit down in one place. It moves. It gathers together other things to support itself. It's like sometimes I've heard people say, like attracts like. You see. So if you think opulent, take a candy bar if you like it and eat it and say, this is, I'm experiencing opulent prosperity through this. Or you're going to buy a hamburger. See it as opulent. Start seeing everything as opulent so that you can attract opulence. You see, you have to be in that place to be able to create and attract other opulence.
You know what, Realm? This is a funny little anecdote, little story, but I have to share this. What you're saying brought back an experience. I was on the A train in Harlem, and we were going somewhere, and this person that was homeless got onto the A train. And he said, real loud, you're going to give me money. And everybody turned around and said, no, we're not. And he said, well, you see this as a subway, but this is my 15-room mobile home. You're traveling through my house. And he said, and this is my anniversary with my wife. And he had a woman with him. They were both, I don't know if they were both homeless, I assume. And he said, and you're going to help us celebrate our anniversary. He took an Alka-Seltzer and dropped it into a bottle of water and it fizzed. And he said, here, my dear. And did you know people wound up giving them money? Just the fact that he saw his situation, he was creating prosperity for himself. He didn't see, regardless of what his living situation was, if he lives on that train, in his mind, he created for it to be a 15-car mobile home that he was living in. He said, welcome to my house.
That's awesome.
I had to share that. I never forgot that.
That's great, Kathy. What a great story.
That is so wonderful, because he was operating without limitation. He saw no limitation by being on that train or in that particular car. When he gave the Alka-Seltzer to his wife, that was a celebration of their anniversary together. For him, it was an experience in prosperity. And notice how, because he thought that way, he thought, welcome to my house. And my house is a moving house. And it has 15 cars to it. All of you are welcome here by me. He claimed it. And what did he claim? You will give me money to help me celebrate my anniversary with my wife, with our togetherness. So he thought opulence. He thought opulence. And therefore, what did everybody else do who contributed monies, regardless if it was 25 cents? It was a contribution.
They supported creation.
Absolutely. So you have got to be in the place so you can be supported. You must be there first. You must know that this is where I am. I am in opulent prosperity. I am there. Because then when you are in that place by your thoughts and your emotions, then things will come to you because you will create them and you will attract them. You see, you must create it first and then you attract. It's not the opposite. It's create first. So you have to see it. You have to feel it. He was feeling that that train was his house. And everybody getting on it was invited to come in and partake of his house.
And he actually kind of garnered some respect, because everyone was amazed at just how creative he was.
He absolutely
created a way to create that prosperity for him in that moment. And he said, thank you, sir. Then he went to the next car and started the same thing all over again. So he had 14 more cars to travel through before people got off. And he could do that all day long. He just never left his home.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Remote work.
Yes. But what did he show? He showed he believed in himself.
Yes, he did.
You see, and he gained all that prosperity. You see, because he believed in himself. He believed, even without creation of reality understanding, he believed in himself to create that prosperity. So because of his belief in himself, then he did it. If you don't believe in yourself, then you can't create it. If you're sitting around saying, I don't know how I'm going to make my rent, but then you go and you take your $2 and go put it in, let me see if I can win the lottery. You're working against yourself. Because you're thinking, I don't have this. I don't have enough money to exist. I've got to buy 4 new tires for my car now. So I've got to put monies to that. So you're thinking lack.
Well, one last question. I'm going to let Carol get in here. I don't know the answer to this, but there are some people that win a lot of money on the lottery. Then you turn around and you go, how the heck are they broke?
How are they broke?
Yeah, that's because you can win, but then I guess your same feelings of lack.
They have to be really committed to it. You have to be committed to it. And what that is, you have to be committed to yourself internally. Many people won it because they quote unquote needed the money. So we want this extra money to help us do this. But see, yes, they're saying we want this money to help us do this. But the first commitment is to self. To be able to claim it, be able to know that you're deserving of it.
So if they won it and they lose it all back, or that means that they didn't feel that they deserved it in the first place, which is why you can win $1 million and have $1 million nothing.
Absolutely.
And that's true. They had a whole television show about that. People who won the lottery and were doing bankruptcy in 2 years after winning millions of dollars.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because, see, it boils down to love of self. Mm-hmm. So I have $2 million. How am I going to, my mentality is still in lack. So therefore, I'm spending it. I'm not thinking about it circulating.
Right.
I'm only thinking about it going in one way. So if I never think about it circulating, it can't come back.
Well, I'm circulating. I'm going to put 6 digits in as soon as I get off of this podcast with you.
It's to believe in self, is to love self, is to stop seeing lack. Even if you're not playing the lottery to win a large sum of money, but think of stop being in lack. If you are a gambler, if you have decided that that is going to be a part of your personality, if you're gambling and winning, then you have a different level of operation than the person who's gambling and losing consistently.
Yeah, that's true.
You see, you can tell the two different ways of thinking. You see, one person has got to say, I am deserving of this. I can handle winning $30,000. You know.
I can handle winning $97 million. Go ahead, Carol, because the realm, we have 1 minute left.
Oh. Yeah, realm, we're going to let Kathy tell us what quote we're going to discuss next week. And I want to thank all our listeners for staying with us. Realm, are there any final words, or can we let Kathy tell us what we can expect next week?
Love yourselves and see yourselves in opulent prosperity.
And the first 3 words for next week, we hope to see you back. We know we're going to see you back, is money, money, money. How to increase financial prosperity through thought and emotion. See you next time.
Thank you again, everyone. Until we create each other again, enjoy your week.
Once again, thanks for joining us at Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As you have explored today's creation of reality experience with the Realm and me, Greta, each of you is being supported by us in further developing the understanding that you are not just an individual existing in linear time and space, but a multidimensional force of infinite possibilities who is connected to all. So begin to create the realities you want. Join us every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Shifting Impressions at TransformationTalkRadio.com. So long until we create each other again next Friday.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.